This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. It is about what's happening in Washington and what's not happening in Washington. It is about taking a knee during an anthem, and it is about a powerful producer in Hollywood who is coming down fast, and people apologizing right and left for the behavior of Harvey Weinstein and the fact that the hashtag MeToo and these sexual assault stories have really triggered a massive outcry across America for people to tell their stories. And boy, oh boy, in that sense, I think it's awesome. I think it's incredibly sad that these stories didn't come out sooner. Actress Alyssa Milano asked those who have been sexually harassed or assaulted to use the phrase on social media on Sunday. Twitter says that over 1.2 million tweets have used Me Too, while Facebook had millions more. Psychologists are saying they're not surprised how many people are posting about it. And this all stems from Harvey Weinstein and the Hollywood stories and the fact that people say that, look, people talked about Harvey Weinstein for a very long, long time, that the stories were known. It's not as though this is a shock, not a shock to people who knew what was going on. What's new, and the reason to start it this way, is that even Washington, they're talking about it as to whether or not Weinstein is going to have a sexual assault investigation while they're investigating, whether there's enough to charge him with for something that happened in 2013, a possible sexual assault, possible, a 38-year-old Italian actress. But will it stick? Will there be charges? Who knows? It's just another layer in massive layers that are coming out about Harvey Weinstein, and then the discussion is being had about people in Hollywood generally and what they tolerate and what should not be tolerated these days in this kind of a society. And it's everywhere. Quentin Tarantino said, "I knew things," and he apologized, and that's what we're seeing. Speaking of not apologizing, and it was really interesting to see John Kelly, and I don't blame him, actually, getting very emotional about the president and a phone call to parents of fallen soldiers that were killed in an ambush in Niger. And the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, gave a powerful defense of the president's handling of a call to a Gold Star widow of a soldier who was killed and ripped a Florida lawmaker for politicizing the issue. There's no perfect way to make that phone call. It's what he said in his first public statements on this controversy over the call, where slain Sergeant David Johnson's mother, Kawanda Jones Johnson, and a Florida lawmaker who knew him, called it disrespectful. They're saying if you never wore the uniform, if you've never been in combat, you can't even imagine how to make that call. But I think he very bravely does make those calls. And that's what the chief of staff, John Kelly, is saying. He advised him not to make them because it was so difficult. But in the end, he said he wanted to do it. So Kelly blasted Democratic Congresswoman Federica Wilson for listening and politicizing the calls that Trump had made. So he was making calls to the families. She didn't like the way they sounded. She decided to rap on him about it. And I thought that was really interesting. He said He wasn't criticizing ex-President Obama when he told Trump that Obama had not called him after his son, Robert Kelly, was killed by an Afghan police officer in an ambush. He described to pretty much in his speech today how families are notified when a service member is killed, saying an officer is dispatched to the family's home early in the morning, waits for the first light to come, then knocks on the door. Oh, awful. And it's what you used to see in the movies. And how they learn about their loved one's death. I mean, if the phone call's right, I think the phone call, a phone call should come from the president. If it makes sense. And that's what it sounds like to me. That it, I don't know, that it does. That it does make sense. There was a white nationalist who thought he was going to give an incredible speech, the speech of his life, and he was going to raise the rafters, but put on the brakes. So students in Gainesville and other audience members booed while white nationalist Richard Spencer on Thursday was on the stage. He was giving a speech. The atmosphere was tense, but mostly peaceful, they say. One speaker who came on stage to introduce Spencer said, "We represent a new America. Black lives matter." They were shouting that. Spencer's supporters, some of whom filled the front rows of the Phillips Center for the Performing Arts, chanted back, "He will not replace us." So it got pretty interesting. Yeah, very interesting, as a matter of fact. Spencer's last major public appearance with other white nationalists ended with a deadly riot in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August. So he gained national prominence in the last couple of years for support of President Donald Trump and for his views calling for a separate nation of white people. So 700 free tickets were available. And see, this, even to me, there's like a, yeah, I have to have pause in this. 700 free tickets were available for the event and were supposed to be distributed outside on a first-come, first-served basis. This is Spencer again at the University of Florida. Weapons were banned, a wide range of other things, including water bottles, masks, shields, hats. They try to do that. Spencer's turned his sights to public universities where First Amendment protections of freedom of speech limits ability to deny him a platform. Officials at the Florida College confirmed they spent about $500,000 on security for the event, and police from around Florida gathered in Gainesville to assist local police for fear that something would happen. But it sounds like he didn't get the kind of response he had hoped he would get. Because remember, Florida Governor Rick Scott even declared a state of emergency, saying his executive order has an executive order in place saying that a threat of potential emergency is imminent. So that's not good either, because they didn't work it out, and then you're going to let the court sort it out. And I guess that's okay, because if there's something that wasn't that big, they could sort it out. But what if it is momentous? That's when you worry about a lawyer and getting the best lawyer, trial litigator you could possibly ever want to get. All right, coming up next, no reason to pause. Nail the score. Game of the week. It's happening right here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed it is. That's when we pick the game of the week in the NFL. And what is the game of the week? And I hope that you're all dialed into this, because it's a chance for you to have bragging rights and have fun and, you know, chime in, throw in your two cents. But first, we got to tell you what the game of the week is. So let me rip up the papers. My husband put them together for me with all the games on them. He's good for things like that. All right. And we can, of course, talk about the Raiders and the Chiefs, which is ridiculous. I picked the Chiefs. They lost in the waning moments to the Raiders, 31-30. What a game. Nothing is predictable. Let's put it that way. Nothing is predictable. It's ridiculous. All right, so the game of the week in the NFL this week is kind of a surprise. It is the, wow, Cowboys and the 49ers. What? Cowboys and the 49ers? Well, I just, you know what? I just pick them. I can't tell you. I just pick it out. I just picked it out of that. I can't do anything about it. All right, so 49ers and the Cowboys. This could be a really long day for the 49ers. I'm going to lead things off, and I'm going to say that the Cowboys win this, coming off of some disappointments. I'm going to say the Cowboys win this 32-24. So Cowboys, my guess. What's your guess? 855-266-5283. How about you, Andy? Do you have a guess?
Not this week.
You're like me. Toothaches, stuffed up. It's that time of year where you get sick. Everyone around me is sneezing, holding their stomachs in, doing something because, I mean, you know, because they're sick. They're so ill. This is like the first week I've noticed it. All right, so as I said, Cowboys and the 49ers, that's the first one up. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello. Kate, how come I'm being censored? I wanted to get on and talk to you tonight.
Oh, I didn't know that. I have no idea.
I told Andy.
Well, probably we just missed you because we've been ripping through a bunch of stuff. That's okay. Come on the next time.
Okay,
do you
want to
make a guess? Like
yes,
that 49ers? You're always good.
Yes.
Okay.
34, San Francisco, 27, Texas.
Ooh, so San Francisco, I love it. Contrarian.
You betcha.
I love that, Dan. Thank you. Okay, so 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Pete. Hey, Pete, you're on America Tonight.
Hey, it's a banner day in the bunker.
It is a banner day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. 28-19, Dallas.
Ooh, 28-19, Dallas. Pete, go back into the bunker, but 28-19 says you might be right. Thank you. It's always fun to grab him out of there. He's like that. He's not a gopher, really. It's kind of like, I think of him as Groundhog Day, sort of, in a good way. Sharon in Maine, hello.
Hey, Kate.
What do you think?
I'm going to go Dallas over San Fran.
Yeah.
31-21
Dallas. All right. 10-point differentiator. I like that, Sharon. Good luck. I love it. I love her laugh. She has a devious laugh. It is devious. I mean, really, this year in football has been so unpredictable. Last-minute flubs, last-minute drives. And we saw that. Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt couldn't find the end zone. He had 117 yards. But he couldn't rush for anything. He wasn't as consistent as he has been in the past. So the Raiders took advantage of the last minute swing and they ended up winning and not heavily picked by bettors to win. Most people had their money on the other side, the Raiders. So not thinking that was going to happen. Wow. The Bucks and the Bills will be an interesting matchup. The Bucks coming off of the what happened, and the Bills are tough. But I think if somebody can do it on the road, it could be the Buccaneers because they are just that surprising. I think they really are. They're just that surprising. All right, I talked about the NFL and taking a knee, and of course all that's been discussed, but nothing has been decided. How much are ratings off? If they are, where are we talking about it? I think the owners are going to slice it and dissect it as to what really matters for them. And 14 months after a brutal knee injury, Teddy Bridgewater is back and he's trying to get back into playing shape. He thinks he's going to play again. He thinks media day comes and goes when he's part of the act. He's playing. Good for him to at least try and feel like he had a shot anyway after that horrific, horrific injury. Other places to go on America Tonight, because it's a heavy sports time of year where basketball and hockey are starting up, but the others are heating up playoff-wise. Magic was in L.A., to cheer on the Dodgers who won a trip to the World Series. And before the Lakers opened with Lonzo Ball, Magic stood in a tunnel watching his Dodgers play Game 5 of the National League Championship Series on a very big screen at the Staples Center and rooting loudly. Johnson is the co-owner of the Dodgers and president of basketball operations for the Lakers. And he was torn about where to be in the off season and how to get right in the middle of it. And it actually worked out pretty good. He even said, I got two things going on. I'm excited both ways. He pointed out he was sweating underneath his suit as if he were playing in the NBA again. And I want to go to the World Series in the worst way. And then he got that. So he got his first Lakers game this season and with a team that he helped put together. Magic Johnson is a guy who just keeps playing dividends, right? Payoff, 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 after payoff. He's a winner. As my friend Tracy Brown would say, he's just a winner. Big time. So controversy and the NFL. The NFL, in case you missed it, didn't do anything, didn't come up with any kind of a decision on what to do for freedom of speech and the players expressing themselves, whether some owners agreed, disagreed, whatever it is. They didn't change any policy, so for now everything's the same. And if anybody wants to protest, they can protest. But remember, what's happening is people are burning jerseys, some, and saying they're not going to watch football anymore because they're so disappointed in their team. And NFL can't control that, certainly. And not the NFL as a whole, but individual teams, it's up to them in what direction they're going and what they're going to take. And it's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, there's a lot of different conversation about what really they should do because they don't want to lose their fans. But at the same time, they don't want to snuff out freedom of speech. So really what the NFL said, they kind of threw it back on the teams. Well, you figure it out. We have a rule in place that's good enough, so let's go with that rule. 32 teams with different personalities, different drivers, but yet ending up in the same place as the guys that they're staring across the field at. It's that hate-love situation. What do you do? Give it more love? Give it less love? I think you're going to just see the mixed bag that we've seen in the past. I just think that's what you're going to see. I can't imagine that anything's different. And speaking of different, coming off of the Thursday night game, the thriller, where Oakland beat KC 31-30, now you have Brett Hundley, who's been thrust into the starting role for the Green Bay Packers after Aaron Rodgers hurt his collarbone. So now the question is, are the backups any good? And the answer is, somebody's got to be good, or somebody's got to be there. The glue has to be there. And some of these quarterbacks are rising to the occasion. Both ways. Some of them are not in the middle of the controversy, and some of them are on the field. Just depends on the team that we're talking about. All right, hang with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime coming up next.
Yeah, I wish I could.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Really excited, Greg, about our next guest here on Forbes Books at Bedtime, Puneet Nanda. And what an interesting story he has to tell, and what a background. He is in the oral care arena, if we can say that. So it's
not anymore, Kate. You're gonna have to let Puneet tell his story, because he was
That's why I'm saying it's so fascinating, and I think our listeners are going to be honestly riveted to what happened here. So as Greg mentioned in jumping in, that you know, you found yourself in a position where you had a successful entrepreneurial company that was rolling and going. And then you had a severe panic attack that landed you in the ER. So I'm going to let you tell the story as to what happened there, but explain to the listeners what happened, Puneet.
So basically, I was running a very successful oral care company, the brand Dr. Fresh, which was my invention. And I founded that, and kids' brands like Firefly, Reach, I'm sure Banaka, I'm sure you've heard of some of these names. And I was working almost 10 to 12 hour days. I was sitting most of the time. I think sitting is a big problem. And then I was eating very unhealthy. I used to eat in my car. I used to eat on my desk. I would just get burgers, gulp sodas, literally left all my heritage of eating right and started the entire fast food way. And what ended up happening is I gained a lot of weight. I became almost 195 pounds. and today I'm 152. And
so you were up to 250.
I was close to 192 pounds, which is close to 200 pounds.
I gotcha. Okay.
Right. But I was very inflamed. The whole body seemed very inflamed. If I send you my picture, you'd be amazed how inflamed I was. And inflammation, the biggest cause of inflammation is how we eat and how we breathe and how we drink. And I was doing everything wrong. So that is when I was taking a lot of medicines. I was literally diabetic. I was high blood pressure. I was everything in depression. I was taking like 14 pills a day, and today I take zero. I don't take any pills at all. And the biggest transition happened when the wake-up call really happened when I went to the ER, which I thought was a heart attack, or at least my secretary who called 911 thought was a heart attack, but was a panic attack. And the doctor who came in told me, if you don't change yourself, you're going to leave the earth. And everything that you've done till now, you know, it will be for others to enjoy. You're never going to see the fruits. And why are you running? What is the reason? Like, do you know the president of Italy? I said, no, I don't remember the name. He says, then who in the world remembers your name? What are you running about? And that totally changed my whole mindset. And I decided to sell that business, literally take a sabbatical. I took 1 year off. I went to an ashram in the Himalayas, went back to my roots, learned yoga, started doing yoga, and totally changed my lifestyle, and opened up a yoga studio later on in Beverly Hills. And I call it Guru Nanda. Nanda is my last name, and Guru means teacher. So Teacher Nanda was the name of my yoga studio that I opened. And that's kind of my start of my second life in a way, which is much healthier and work-life balance maintained. And I can come over to what I do now whenever you're ready.
So, we are definitely going to talk about Guru Nanda. It's at gurunanda.com. It's GURUNANDA. We're talking with Puneet Nanda, who's the CEO of Guru Nanda. So, Puneet, I'm really curious, how long ago did this happen where you had this real health wake-up call? And how old were you then, and how old are you now? Just so we kind of have a sense of where you were in your career. Because I also want to point out that in addition to building this very successful company called Dr. Fresh, you were, among other things, the 2011 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. So when you gave this up, you were really walking away from a very big thing.
Yes, that's true. I was, at that time, I had a choice to make. I could either keep doing what I was doing, or I just wanted a break and recharge myself and get ready for the next round. And at that time, I was not even thinking of the next round. At that time, I just was burnt out totally, and I just wanted to get away from everything. And now that I realized how important it is, life is a journey. It's not a destination. You need to live it every day instead of just running about, going nowhere, and one day you die and everything goes away. So I believe that totally changed my life, selling the first company, getting into this 1 year of meditation and yoga program, and then restarting changed my life view entirely.
Puneet, making a big change like that, the people around you, were they supportive, shocked, or how did they react to you going from, as Greg said, you get this entrepreneurial award, basically, and people are talking about your other company, and then you completely parachute out of it. What was their reaction?
It was pretty out for people close to me, but I had my mind, and I was at a point of no return at that point. And I was 43, since you wanted to know my age, I forgot. And right now, I'm going to be 50 next 3 years. Three months, I'm sorry. I turned 50, and I basically sold the company in 2011, and Guru Nanda was started 2 years and 4 months ago. So that's kind of gives you a timeline of what I did when.
So this whole series of events, including the panic attack and the trip to the emergency room, it happened in the same year you were named by Ernst & Young the Entrepreneur of the Year. I mean, you were at the you had the highs and the lows that year in 2011, 6 years ago.
Absolutely. Means you got it. I was doing extremely well. We had gotten out of 2008 and 9, which were tough years for a lot of companies. And we, because a lot of our products were sold in discount stores in those days, and discount stores were doing really well. So we were actually riding the wave in those days while other businesses were going down. We were expanding at like 30 to 50% a year on year. And I was at the helm of the affairs, but the thing was, with the helm of the affairs also meant that I was working extremely at a point of where nobody should be doing that amount of work. And I am not a very good delegator, being an entrepreneur. So I didn't know how to delegate. I was not bothered about my own health and about anything else in life except work.
Wow, so you make this big change and you start Guru Nanda. What was your mission when you first started it? Because now here you are and you have to start something all over again, but it's a completely different work-life balance and a completely different kind of company. What was that like taking those steps?
So the biggest thing that I learned from the yogic lifestyle, you don't have to be very flexible and you don't have to be in sketchy, stretchy pants to really become that yoga model.
I'm so relieved.
And I could hardly move my neck. And my teacher told me that all you should be bothered about is how you can improve yourself from today to tomorrow. And that, so you're actually working against yourself, not against one of those models. And you're actually breathing a lot. So when I started doing yoga, I actually once I'd learned it, I opened this yoga studio I talked to you about, Guru Nanda, in Beverly Hills. And I started getting a lot of students, and some of these students were using essential oils that they were buying from these multi-level marketing companies. These girls all loved these essential oils, loved it to the extent that I can't even explain. But they did not appreciate the high price they were paying. And then there were other products that were being sold on online sites like Amazon that were not necessarily all quality verified. And there was a guy called Dr. Robert Pappas who's been writing about how a lot of that product is actually fake and it's synthetic. So I saw an opportunity and my entrepreneurial hat came back on. And I had known of a cousin of mine who owned a peppermint farm in India, and I saw that peppermint price in India at that point, the peppermint oil, was about $50 a kilo, versus a small 10 ml bottle was getting sold for $50. So there was like, it was getting sold for 100 times, versus on Amazon, they were selling it for like $1, and when I got that tested, it was a fake product. It was synthetic. It was, or some of the other product was not misbranded. Instead of Mentha Pepperita, it was Mentha Adventures, which is a totally different variety. So that is what instigated me to come into the business and get into retail, which I really knew very well. So I prepared a product range. I show it to Walmart at my because I have previous connections.
Let me stop you. This is so great. I want to hear this journey and preparing this up and taking it to Walmart, but we're up against it and we want to bring you back for another segment. Can you join us for another segment?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Not a problem.
All right. So Forbes Books at Bedtime. We look forward to that next conversation with Puneet Nanda.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, the America Tonight mailbag is massively full, so without further ado, let's dive in to all of your emails. First one here is from Troy, and Troy says, Kate, wow, did you happen to see, I know you're a sports fan, it's kind of your release, as you said. It's my release, too. I am a lifelong Cub fan. I know that they broke the curse and they won last year, but I still would like to see them win again. And they held off the Dodgers in this last game. I'm certain you know all about it. I do know all about it. Gosh, I had a raging toothache, but in between my toothache, I was watching the game, and it was a very dominating performance by Javi Baez and Jake Arrieta, and the Cubs stopped themselves from being swept by the Los Angeles Dodgers, although I hate to tell you this, but I think that the Dodgers are going to win this thing. The momentum train is on their side. In life, you know, there's so much about sports, politics, and just life in general where you can make certain analogies, and I know there is this thing called momentum, and the momentum has definitely touched the Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't know about winning the World Series, but definitely winning the National League Championship Series. I'd be really surprised if the Cubs came back and could reel off all those wins. But you know what? You never know. I could eat my words. Let's put it that way. All right, how about this one? This one is from Spence, who says, Kate, I thought you could appreciate this. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I know you do a health segment, or you used to do a health segment anyway, but you certainly have people on to talk about health. And I was just reading in the USA Today when I was traveling about this new study about sugar and cancer, and the fact that they found yeast with high levels of sugar and proteins in it actually mutated inside tumors, I guess, inside of humans. Do you know this study that I'm talking about? I do, because I happen to see a link to that, too. That's the only reason I know that. And what they're saying is they were trying to understand a thing called, for all of you about with cancer, you know, we're constantly hearing different philosophies of how things are started and what happens. But there's a thing called the Warburg effect. And they say it's when tumor cells make energy through this rapid breakdown of glucose that's not in normal cells. So the energy, I guess, fuels tumor growth. And they were trying to do a study that was going to figure out the strength of that thing, that effect, and tumor aggressiveness. And they're saying there was a release that came out from these Belgian scientists that this is a huge breakthrough in the relationship between sugar and cancer. And what they're saying is that the research shows with the sugar, the link between the sugar, the correlation, is the strength of this effect and the tumor aggressiveness, that link has brutal consequences. So that there's now this foundation where they can look and be more precise and focus on a bigger breakthrough. They don't know the exact cause of the Warburg effect, but they're saying that these yeast cells, meaning, you know, this whole sugar combination, is deadly. And obviously it does something to make those tumors grow. But I just also read that a cancer researcher with the American Cancer Society, who wasn't in the study, said the research is great, but it only comments about one product made during the breakdown of glucose to produce energy, so it's a small step. And, boy, again, of course, in some ways it's not a shocker, right? Because would you think, we know this, in a sense, if you eat healthier foods, then we would assume that we would get healthier results. Gosh, but it is scary. When you see the words that they found yeast with high levels of sugar, so glucose, overstimulated the same proteins found inside human tumors and made the cells grow faster, yeah, that should tell you something about, again, something about sugar. We're responsible for our own health, and we know when you eat crappy food, I mean, of course, how good can it be for you? All right, let's move to another one. Here's one from Bob, America Tonight listeners, and you, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you've ever been to SeaWorld. I'm assuming you have. It's kind of like the Disney World effect. I was just talking to somebody the other day that I know that used to work at SeaWorld, and they said, boy, they're laying people off because people are not going to the parks the way they used to. So there is some sort of effect, perhaps, of the documentary that was made, Blackfish. You talked about it on the air and talked about the killer whales and the problem of them being in captivity. And I think this documentary really pointed that out. It did point it out. It was sad. The documentary was sad. So they're saying that the decline of guests coming into the SeaWorld parks in Orlando and San Diego mostly, it's that's what's led them to have to dump some employees. So at the beginning of 2017, they had 5,000 full-time workers and 8,300 part-time workers. There's 12 parks. I don't know if you knew that. And they're laying off 350 people, I guess, at various facilities. Yeah, so, you know, part of that is competition, too. So what is the competition for SeaWorld? It's other eyeballs in other areas. And I think that's probably, you know, that probably has something to do with it, too. But also the fact that, yeah, that documentary certainly highlighted what happens with whales in captivity. I don't know that you could attribute it completely to that, though. That's what I would say. All right, here's another one. A lot of these are the cuff, and that's why I thought it'd be fun to go to some of them. Here's one about Billy Joel. And this is from Maria. Billy Joel is pregnant again, or rather, he's going to be a dad again, Kate Delaney. He is 68 years old. This is his fourth child, apparently. Yes. It's the second child for he and his wife. Her name's Alexis Joel. And yes, this is their second child. They had a daughter, I guess, a couple of years ago. And so now they have, now she is pregnant. She's 68. Oh, wow. How about that? And he's got a couple of kids from, he had a daughter with Christie Brinkley. And I think he had another daughter. He has another daughter, too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, from another wife. So there you go. The Piano Man. Pretty active, huh? Let's move to this. This is to do with politics, and this is from Sasha. And Sasha says, I don't know what's going on, Kate, but it doesn't seem like I'm not even necessarily, I didn't vote for the president. I'll be honest to everybody listening. But it feels to me like sometimes, yes, there's things you could attack him on, but it seems like it's like the attack dogs are ready to jump on him no matter what. And you had one of your people from Washington even say that about the headlines and that things were taken out of context. Yeah, and you're talking about Lori Lewis. She was saying that. She was saying that the headlines are manipulating the news and it doesn't always mean what the headline is. And so that's ridiculous. And, of course, I agree with that. That goes to things taken out of context, I guess. Let's put it that way. Things are taken out of context. Well, we all know what that means, and that's. I think she hit the head of the nail. Boom, right there. She took the hammer and swung it. She's right. That's often so much of what is manipulated is incorrect, and as in any president, of course, or anybody in who's a politician, I think there's things you agree with, and there's things that you. That you don't agree with, that's why here on America Tonight, I really do mean this. This should be the place where people can discuss whatever they want to discuss. So right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, not really wanting a label, super conservative, but not completely in line with what the Republicans are doing now, whatever. It's an open forum. Let's put it that way. It's an open forum. How about that? All right, let's see, one more. This one is from Duke. I like that. Duke! And Duke says, Kate, I really felt like I was in the middle of those fires when you were talking about on the air. Thank you for highlighting what was happening in Northern California, because I didn't hear very much on the news about it, and it is terrible for all those people in the wine country and the surrounding suburbs. You can't imagine what it would be like to have to leave your house in 3 minutes. And if you don't get out of there, you have no chance of surviving. And if you go in the wrong direction, you would also be killed. Yeah, that pretty much sums up what a lot of them had to deal with. And they're still dealing with it right now. Any thoughts, you can send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact. And once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this version of ATN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.